WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
In high school sports around the area last night, Atlantic picked up a win in girls soccer. Alyssa Becerra scored at the 18-minute mark in the first half on an unassisted drive through the middle to give Atlantic the only goal they'd need, as Atlantic's defense held Underwood scoreless. Emily Mitchell and Allie Hosfeld combined for 20 steals and interceptions, while Marin McNeese had 15 saves in the net as Atlantic wins it 1-0 last night. Also last night in girls soccer, it was Nottoway Valley West Central Valley Adair Casey topping Riverside by a score of 11-1. In high school girls golf yesterday, the Atlantic girls golf squad finished third in the West Des Moines Valley Lamson Girls Golf Invitational. That was played at Willow Creek. The champ was Waukee with a 325 team total. Valley West Des Moines shot 357. Atlantic with a 369, placing third. Peyton Meniere of Waukee shot 73 for the low round. She was medalist. Atlantic's best score was 83, posted by Brooke Fletcher. That was good for fourth overall. Caitlin Walter also placed 11th overall, shooting an 87. Bailey Walter also broke a 100 total with a 97 yesterday for the Trojans. Also in golf yesterday, the Audubon boys team took its first loss in the dual season as Trainer beat Audubon 160-172. Brad Bailey of Trainer medalist with a 38, while Nick Carolus was the runner-up with a 40. For Audubon, Michael Bylan and Andrew Earlmeyer each shot 42. Drew Keller 43 and Andy Hoffman posted a 45. Audubon now 4-1 on the year. On the girls' side, it was Audubon over Trainer 209-223. They stay undefeated at 5-0 on the season. The Wheelers' Susie Byland was medalist, shooting a round of 46. Lexi Tiggison and Faith Flifflet each posted 53 for Audubon. Rachel Flug shot 57. Megan Idias shot 50 to lead the way for Trainer in that meet yesterday. In high school boys track yesterday, the Van Meter Invitational, it was Van Meter winning with 143 points. Woodward Academy runner-up with 122. Martinsdale St. Mary's was third with 114. Nottoway Valley placing fourth with 80. West Central Valley was fifth. Adair Casey sixth. Lennox and Iowa Christian round out the eight teams in the field. Individually, Clayton Plowman of Adair Casey was champ in the 100-meter event. Also, Jackson Chance of Nottoway Valley won the 110 high hurdles. Another first-place finish came from Alex Welsh of Nottoway Valley in the high jump, and Greg Smith of Nottoway Valley also won the shot put event in yesterday's meet. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Steven Strasburg pitched six innings for his second win of the season to lead the Washington Nationals to a 6-3 victory over Houston. He looked nearly unhittable for five innings, Strasburg allowing just three singles, but the Astros got to him in the sixth for a couple of runs and three hits. Elsewhere in the National League, Ike Davis hit a tie-breaking three-run homer, and Dylan G pitched four-hit ball over seven innings in the Mets' 6-1 win over the Braves. Roy Halladay outlasted Tim Lincecum in a matchup of two-time Cy Young Award winners to lead the Phillies past the Giants 5-2. Corey Lupke threw seven efficient innings, and Chase Headley tied a team record with three doubles, helping the Padres snap a four-game skid 7-1 over the Rockies. Chris Young had three hits, including his team-best fifth homer, and Joe Saunders pitched seven strong innings, helping lead the Arizona Diamondbacks to a 5-1 win over Pittsburgh. In the American League, Justin Verlander beat Kansas City again, surviving a shaky ninth inning to deliver the Detroit Tigers a 3-2 victory over the Royals. Verlander is 14-2 lifetime against KC. The Baltimore Orioles tied it with two runs in the ninth and erupted with six runs in the tenth as they beat the Chicago White Sox 10-4. Carl Pavano quieted a Yankee Stadium crowd with seven solid innings. Justin Morneau played in the field for the first time this season and hit a long home run as the Minnesota Twins earned a rare victory in New York 7-3. Kendry Morales hit his first homer in nearly 2 years and drove in four runs, and Jared Weaver recorded his 1,000th career strikeout, pitching five-hit ball into the seventh inning in the Angels' 6-0 win over Oakland. And also, after getting outscored 31-12 while losing their first three games in Boston, the Tampa Bay Rays avoided the series sweep, nipping the Red Sox 1-0 in a Patriots Day game at Fenway Park yesterday. In Pacific Coast League baseball, it was the Omaha Royals over Albuquerque 12-10. Iowa beat Round Rock 3-2. Iowa plays at Albuquerque to open up a series tonight, while Omaha shifts its series now to Texas. They'll face Round Rock tonight. Omaha currently at 9-3 leads the Pacific Coast League's Northern Division, with Iowa right behind, two games back at 7-5 on the season. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
Iowa State receiver Albert Gary, who was charged with first-degree robbery, has pleaded guilty to a lesser charge. Gary was accused of committing a robbery at gunpoint on the Ames campus June 19th. The Des Moines Register says Gary pleaded guilty Monday to reduced charges of first-degree theft and going armed with intent, both felonies. He would serve no longer than 3 years of probation, pay $2,000 in fines and court costs, and spend time in a halfway house. A judge must accept that deal. Sentencing is May 21st. Coach Paul Rhodes says he won't comment on Gary's status until the legal process is complete. Gary, a redshirt sophomore from Ocala, Florida, caught 23 passes last season for 287 yards and a couple of touchdowns. After an uproar last year, fans are getting their say over what the trophy for the annual Iowa-Iowa State football game should look like. Fans are picking the new Cyhawk trophy from three designs in online voting that started Saturday and will continue through April 30th. The vote leader so far depicts the team's mascots under a football and in front of corn. The other two concepts are a football wrapped in a corn husk and a football on top of corn stalks. The Iowa Corn Growers Association sponsors that rivalry. The winning design will go to the winner of the September 8th game between the Cyclones and Hawkeyes in Kinnick Stadium. A trophy depicting a farm family huddled around a bushel of corn was abandoned last year amid intense criticism. The Crystal football that Alabama won for beating LSU in the BCS championship game in January was shattered over the weekend when it was accidentally knocked off a display by the father of a current player. Athletic Department spokesman Jeff Purinton says the Waterford Crystal Trophy, valued at $30,000, was on display in the Malmore Athletic Facility as part of the festivities for the Crimson Tide's spring football game Saturday in Tuscaloosa. He says the man stumbled on a rug that was under the trophy display. Purinton said the school is working with the American Football Coaches Association, which owns the trophy, on getting a replacement. It's not the first such incident, though, that we've had a bracket buster. Florida's 2006 trophy was destroyed when it was accidentally knocked off a pedestal by a recruit in 2008. Also in 2004, Florida State had two of their trophies stolen. After a season of turmoil, one marred by injuries to some of their best players and the firing of the head coach, the Kansas City Chiefs are ready for a reset. The Chiefs began their off-season program Monday, and next week's draft gives general manager Scott Pioli and coach Romeo Crennel another opportunity to fill holes that have developed since last season's 8-8 campaign. Pioli has already been busy this offseason bolstering the offense by signing tackle Eric Winston, running back Peyton Hillis, and tight end Kevin Boss. Kansas City will also get a bunch of players back from injuries, including quarterback Matt Castle, Pro Bowl safety Eric Berry, and All-Pro running back Jamal Charles. Peyton Manning is joining his new teammates at the Broncos headquarters today for the start of off-season workouts. The four-time MVP is learning a new playbook while trying to regain his arm strength following a series of neck operations that sidelined him for all of last season, leading to his release by the Colts. The Broncos are installing a no-huddle offense like the one Manning ran in Indianapolis, where he won two AFC titles and a Super Bowl while rejuvenating that franchise. Brandon Stokley, who made one of the most famous catches in Broncos history, is returning to Denver to play with Manning. Stokley signed a one-year deal with the Broncos Monday. In June, he'll turn 36, the same age as Manning, whom he played with in Indianapolis from 2003 to 2006. Stokley's first stint with the Broncos was best known for his immaculate deflection catch that stunned the Cincinnati Bengals in the 2009 season opener. Saints quarterback Drew Brees, former New Orleans linebacker Scott Fujita, and Players Union head Demoris Smith met with union officials at the NFL offices discussing, among other things, the team's bounty program. Brees and Fujita, who is now with the Browns, are members of the NFL Players Association Executive Committee. Fujita was with the Saints in 2009 when the pay for pain bounty pool grew as large as $50,000 and the team won the Super Bowl. The league is refusing to comment on the meeting, which is also including discussions of HGH testing. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is expected to act soon in punishing players for their roles in the program that got Saints coach Sean Payton suspended until after next season's league championship game. In basketball news, five Kentucky underclassmen, including the projected number one NBA lottery draft pick Anthony Davis, are expected to announce their draft intentions at a joint news conference. Kentucky says freshman Davis, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, Marcus Teague, along with sophomores Terrence Jones and Doran Lamb will appear together for the announcement in Lexington. Wildcats coach John Calipari is also scheduled to attend. The five underclassmen made up Kentucky's starting lineup in the 2011-12 season and helped Kentucky win its eighth national championship. Also in men's college hoops news, Richard Pitino has been hired to replace Isaiah Thomas as the hoops coach at Florida International. The 29-year-old son of Rick Pitino is leaving his dad's staff at Louisville to take over a program that hasn't had a winning season in 12 years. Johnny Jones was introduced as LSU's 21st head coach, a former player and assistant coach for the Tigers. Jones was the head coach at North Texas State for the past 11 seasons. After having most of his senior season at Minnesota wiped out by an injury, power forward Trevor Mbakwe says he's returning to the Gophers for one more shot at a Big Ten title as the NCAA granted him a sixth season of eligibility. In the NBA last night, it was Atlanta over Toronto 109-87. Indiana beat Minnesota 111-88. New Orleans topping Charlotte 75-67. Orlando over Philadelphia 113-100. Miami beat New Jersey 101-98. Denver topping Houston 105-102. Washington over Chicago 87-84. Utah in triple overtime over Dallas 123-121. Phoenix outscored Portland 125-107. The LA Clippers over Oklahoma City 92-77. San Antonio beat Golden State 120-99. And it was a night for road teams in the NHL's three playoff series last night. All were winners and all regained the all-important home ice advantage. Henrik Lundqvist made 39 saves for his fourth NHL playoff shutout, and Brian Boyle scored for the third straight game as the New York Rangers beat the Ottawa Senators 1-0. Rangers have a 2-1 lead in that best of seven. Zdeno Chara scored the tie-breaking goal during a 4-on-4 play with less than 2 minutes left as the reigning Stanley Cup champion Boston Bruins finally solved playoff rookie goalie Brandon Holtby. They beat the Washington Capitals 4-3 to take a 2-1 lead in that first-round series. And in San Jose, the St. Louis Blues held off the Sharks 4-3 as they take a 2-1 series lead as well. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.